With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. As airstrikes hammered the territory throughout the day Friday, families in cars, trucks, and donkey carts packed with blankets and possessions streamed down a main road out of Gaza City. As Israeli Defense Forces pounded North Gaza by air, some ground troops crossed the border on limited raids early Saturday morning before heading back into Israel. Meanwhile, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin met with Israeli officials Friday, including Prime Minister Netanyahu and his Israeli counterpart.
Speaking at a news conference with Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant, Austin reaffirmed unwavering U.S. support for Israel.
The United States has Israel's back, and that is not negotiable.
The Defense Secretary was seeing firsthand some of the weapons and security assistance that Washington rapidly delivered to Israel. Austin admitted the timing alongside a war in Ukraine was not ideal, but that the U.S. could help both at the same time.
We will stand with Israel even as we stand with Ukraine. United States can walk and chew gum at the same time.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Meanwhile, the United Nations Security Council hadn't found a collective voice on the war after meeting behind closed doors Friday for the second time in 5 days. Republicans choose Jim Jordan of Ohio as their new nominee for House Speaker, putting the gavel within reach of the staunch ally of GOP presidential frontrunner and former President Trump. In Philadelphia Friday, President Biden announced new government funding for hydrogen hubs across the country.
Hydrogen can power industries like the production of steel and aluminum. It can transport, and it's going to end up changing our transportation system, like trucks, rail, planes.
Biden administration selected clean energy projects from Pennsylvania to California for a $7 billion program to kickstart development and production of hydrogen fuel. This is SRN News. A Christian teacher is facing the wrath of atheists.
Officials at Honey Creek Middle School in Terre Haute, Indiana, have ordered the teacher to remove a cross and a Bible quote from the walls of her classroom after a complaint was leveled by the Freedom From Religion Foundation. The prominent atheist group claimed that the Christian decor was a violation of the so-called separation of church and state. No lawsuit was filed, but the implied threat was enough. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Various forms of paganism on the increase in the U.S., even as Christianity declines. According to a study released by Trinity College, as many as 300,000 Americans are turning to witchcraft. A 2021 Statista study found 21% of adults believe in spells and witchcraft, and about 1.3 million identify with some kind of pagan belief system. The attraction to paganism is stronger in the young, and experts predict this will eventually lead to a much more pagan country. This is SRN News. Israel's military continues to have its hands full as fighting continues in the southern part of the country.
After 6 days of intensive and nonstop retaliatory bombing by Israel's Air Force, Hamas operatives were still able to launch a barrage of missiles at the central and southern portions of the country on Friday. At about midday, a home in the coastal city of Ashkelon sustained considerable damage, but no casualties from a direct rocket hit. Other towns were targeted, but caused no damage or injuries. In a reference to the Hamas atrocities, visiting U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin told Prime Minister Netanyahu that he had been charged with managing the American campaign against the Islamic State, but that this is worse than what I saw with ISIS. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
And for more details, check out themedialine.org or srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.